USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort, with about 60% of precincts reporting no to the recall, is leading 67 to 33%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. And NBA players will not be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 when the new season starts in October. ESPN reporting that the NBA Players Association has refused to allow a vaccine mandate to be included in the league's COVID protocols and procedures. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special, and the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Arizona's Attorney General is taking aim at President Biden's vaccine mandates. Tim Berg has more.
Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court over its new requirement for people to roll up their sleeves. It says the federal government and contractors, along with workers at larger companies, must get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich argues the mandate violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution by favoring illegal immigrants because they're allowed to say no to the shot.
And Haiti's chief prosecutor is seeking to charge the country's prime minister in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Prosecutor Bedford Claude has asked a judge to ban Prime Minister Ariel Henry from leaving the country, calling him a flight risk. The investigation into the July assassination of Moïse in a highly coordinated attack continues, with prosecutors claiming that one of the suspects arrested in the killing called Henry twice after the assassination. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says they've seen more than 240,000 pediatric cases of COVID over the last week, as the majority of children have returned to classrooms. Dr. Richard Besser says that he's glad to see that there's a focus on keeping kids in schools. But the former head of the CDC and current CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation tells CBS News that there are plenty of steps that need to be taken to keep schools open and students safe.
I'm really thrilled that this year we are focused on keeping children in classrooms learning as much as possible. But to do that safely, we need to make sure that schools are doing the things that have been shown to reduce transmission. And that means ensuring that everyone is wearing masks, that they're social distancing, that ventilation has been addressed by simple things such as opening the window, that you're requiring people to be vaccinated, and that you're implementing testing. The CDC recommends in areas where there's significant or high levels of transmission that there be routine and regular testing programs for anyone who's not fully vaccinated. And that's something that we're not seeing in a lot of places, and it could go far to make it safer for kids. I expect that this fall we're going to see a lot of schools that have to shut down briefly, but hopefully with testing, and hopefully if more and more adults roll up their sleeves and get the shots, we can keep kids in school much more than we otherwise would this fall, which is where they belong.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.